Penguin Book Writers. This is Don Rhodes.
Don, this is Terry Taylor.
Mr. Taylor, how are you, sir? You're doing okay?
I'm doing fine.
Perfect.
I'm waiting to hear from y'all.
Okay. Sir, I work in the Problem Resolution Department of Penguin Book Writers. How may I be of assistance today, sir?
Sir, you can refund my $950.
Okay.
Because did you read my email, sir?
I have gone to
where y'all have quoted me 800.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir. I'll let you speak. Please go ahead.
You let me speak first, then you may.
Sure.
Then you speak.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can tell me go jump in the lake or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you quoted me a price of $850.
Mm-hmm.
No, first of all, Rob and I started out,
mm-hmm.
he quoted me a price of $950.
Okay.
And then he sent me all this other stuff, and he said, well, we've decided to call it $850.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, that's good. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
When y'all sent your check through my bank, they gave me they told me it's $950. I don't like that, sir. You're lying to me, sir, when you do stuff like that. And I try not to get too angry over this
mm-hmm.
transaction, but nonetheless,
mm-hmm.
here's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, y'all are trying to put some kind of squeeze on me,
mm-hmm.
and I have had squeezes put on me before, sir. They just don't work too good,
mm-hmm.
and I don't like them, and they're more like Then I get this other thing that's saying that this phone call is, I don't even have that thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's, this is, tell me that again, baby. And it says no longer in service. And then y'all call me on it. No, that's another call, this one. But it
mm-hmm.
says phone calls. No longer in service when I got that phone. The bank gave me that 3 number.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, when
okay.
I called that, it said no longer in service.
Okay.
Now, sir, that sounds to me like y'all are using telephones to try to route somebody in to giving a bunch of money and you're not going to do nothing for them. And that, sir, that's where I'm coming from.
Okay.
Now, there's more to this story,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to stop right there because
okay.
my bottom line is I want my $950 refunded.
Okay.
And after that, I just leave things alone.
Okay.
I don't want to do nothing else. All I want is my $950 back.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to shut up.
Okay. Do I have your permission to speak now, Mr. Taylor?
Yes, you do. Yes,
okay.
sir.
Thank you so much. Okay, so Mr. Taylor, the thing is, obviously my position in the company is that of a troubleshooter and somebody who can resolve problem for my customers.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
that is my core responsibility, and it is because of that particular reason that why I took the liberty of reaching out to you today. Okay?
Okay.
So now the thing is, sir, you retained us to perform certain services for you. Okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so editing, book writing, publishing, you know, whatever it is.
Yes.
A price was quoted to you, and you are claiming that it wasn't the price. It was something else, but evidently something else was charged. And there's a difference of about $100, correct, sir?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Now, here's the deal, Mr. Taylor, okay? Now, obviously, you know, my focus and my objective today is basically to resolve this problem amicably
uh-huh.
between my company and you, okay?
Okay.
So we wish to work with you, okay? We wish to carry on this project forward, and we wish to be part of this journey, this literary endeavor that you are about to undertake, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so how about this? Let's do this, sir. From this point on, I'll be the one who will manage your entire project. Okay, you will be dealing strictly with me and me alone. There wouldn't be any other person. Okay, I am a qualified book writer and an editor as well. At the same time, I also look after customer escalations and I resolve the problems that arise at the end of my customers. Okay. So, you know, basically, you know, I'm multitasking right now. You know, our hands are full. It's the holiday season. So there's a lot that is happening.
Yes,
so, you know, it's all hands on deck. A lot of people are multitasking, reaching out to their customers. So at the end of the day, to us, your satisfaction, you know, carries the most premium, okay? No amount of money does, no amount of other worldly material does, okay? So if you are satisfied, that is more than good enough for us, because that actually goes a long way in us, for us to achieve that level of credibility that we are looking for, okay? So obviously, if I manage to satisfy you, you will go ahead and speak to 10 other people about me. You'll spread a good word about me, and perhaps we'll end up getting more business because of you. Okay? It is because of this particular reason, not only do I wish to retain you today, but I also wish to express, you know, my desire to have a very long-term sustainable relationship with you. Okay? So all I'm asking from you, Mr. Taylor, is to just give me one last opportunity to make amends. And by amends, what I mean is that our bone of contention is a mere $100, okay?
That's all it is.
Exactly. How about if I provide you some extra services for those $100? Would that work for you, sir?
Well,
besides what has
already
been...
Give me just a minute.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Don. Go ahead and finish talking.
So I'm just saying, whatever had been committed to you for $850, and it evidently turned out to be $950, the difference is $100. How about if I make it up to you and I provide you services that are in excess of almost $400, and you will get that for a mere $100? How about that? Okay, so, you know, we'll keep it at $950. But instead of those services which were promised to you, you know, earlier, the contract was signed, I'll give you some additional services, and I'll give you a new contract, an amended contract, which will basically list the additional services you are getting for those $100. What do you say?
And what services is that,
Don? I'll look into it, you know, while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
And Mr. Taylor, I wish to reiterate here that my intention is, you know, basically does not harbor on, you know, on financial gains. It's just that at the end of the day, you know, I'm looking after our interests as much as I'm looking out for your satisfaction, and to basically make sure that by the time we conclude this call, you and I are basically on the same page. Okay? So this is what my intention is. Again, I'm looking out for you as much as I'm looking out for the interests of my company, sir. So now let me ask you this, Mr. Taylor. In accordance with the original contract, what exactly did you sign up for? For
$950.
Yes.
$850 was it.
So what?
$850 because
what services did you sign up for?
Let me read them to you. I got my list here.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, let me see where he started. Publishing on the top 5 best-selling book platforms.
Correct.
Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, and Google Books.
Correct.
Free book cover design, editing, proofreading, formatting, and typesetting. With 100% ownership rights, no mention of our company or any credits given to our writers. We will publish 3 versions of the book, downloadable e-books, so the book will be converted to an e-book as well.
Okay.
Print-ready downloadable PDF, hard copy, hardcover, and paperback, printed and shipped on demand by the platform.
Okay. Okay. Is that it?
Are you ready for some more? I got 11 more here. Proofread your book, beta readers, and editor, ARC advanced review copy readers, prepare your front matter for the book, write your book's description, which will be needed for a back cover and sales site. This is important to me.
Okay.
Write to your write your biography if you want to include in the back of the book. Mm-hmm. A cover designer, judging a book by its cover, snark alert. Number 9, ebook and print book formatting. The book will be formatted in Kindle, hardback, and paperback format.
Mm-hmm.
Upload book files to platforms of choice. Choices of ebook publishing, choices for print publishing. Review sample proof files to make sure formatting is correct. The last is publishing with 100% ownership rights belonging to the author.
Okay.
And that covered pretty well what I won for the $850.
Okay. Now, can I describe to you what additional services I can provide to you, sir? So we can basically, shake hands.
Let me have a chance to write them down.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Take your time.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
As per the original contract, how many platforms are you getting for publishing your book, sir?
I mean, what?
How many platforms are you getting for publishing your book? You had Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, and what else?
They say Kindle and Apple Books and Google Books. That's what they're saying.
And Barnes & Noble?
And Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
And Amazon, Kindle. Let me read them to you again, Don.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind me calling you Don, do you?
Absolutely not, Mr. Taylor. I actually prefer it that way.
Just call me Terry, Don.
All right, call me Terry.
I'm plain old Terry.
Okay.
Platform, Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, and Google Books. That's what the agreement was.
Okay. So in light, as per the original contract, you have got four platforms on which your book will be published. I'll give you two additional platforms, which is Kobo, K-O-B-O, and Smashwords. There's more.
I'm not sure about that. I want a religious. Don't you have a religious
platform?
Platform there, Don.
Yeah, sure. Just give me a second. I'm actually checking.
Okay. I want a religious one.
I'm checking my listings right now to make sure what religious platforms that we work with. Just give me a second, okay?
All right. Okay.
Okay. So on my roster, we have two religious platforms specifically that are dedicated to carry religious books. One is Routledge.com,
R-O-U-T,
T as in Terry.
Okay.
Ledge, L-E-D-G-E.
L-E-D-G-E, okay.
.com.
Okay.
So that's Routledge.com, and the other platform that we work with, it's called ebooks.faithlife.com.
Safe Life. Now that's religious thing. I haven't ever heard of that one.
You can basically visit these two sites as per your convenience and leisure, and these two websites are basically specifically dedicated to religious books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can give you these. I can give you a total of four additional platforms: Faith Life and Routledge, Kobo and Smashwords. So you will have a total of eight platforms to publish your book on.
Uh-huh.
In addition to this, I will also give you soft social media marketing for your book. Okay. So what is basically soft social media marketing? That is basically a pre-sales campaign of your book that we will basically run on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So what usually happens is if you ever get an opportunity to go on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, a lot of upcoming books are sort of advertised and publicized.
Uh-huh.
The books come out in order for in order for the author to raise awareness and create a buzz about his book. So, you know, we can create your own dedicated Amazon Author Central page where we'll put in your specific bio and a synopsis of your book. At the same time, what we'll do is we'll conduct a search engine optimization marketing tool for your book. So what we'll do is we'll be basically creating, posts and reviews and 3D banners that we will use on Amazon to basically attract the readers, the would-be, that niche market that you're trying to capture to come on Amazon. We will have multiple resources and tools through which we will attract them to your book. And what we can do is that we will also start taking pre-sales orders of your book. So even before your book comes out, we will launch this strategy to sell your book so that people start placing orders and the money basically starts coming into your account even before the book is officially published. So, you know, this is something which is extremely unique because a lot of authors, you know, they have already spent their hard-earned money and they wish to recover money as soon as possible. Okay. So if, for instance, your book is scheduled to be published, say, around Christmas time, and I end up strategizing this publicity and marketing tool for you, say, around Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving time. So between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you will have an entire month where we'll basically run the pre-sales marketing campaign for you. And I can assure you, within this one-month time frame, you would be able to recover at least 60 to 70% of your costs, even before your book comes out. So mind you, your book is still not published, yet people are placing orders, and they are paying in advance to buy your book, anticipating that your book will come out on Christmas. The order would have been placed. They would have paid for the book, and as soon as your book is published, they would be able to download it or print it on demand or whatever they wish to do. Okay? So these are basically the tools. And again, in terms of dollar value, giving you four additional platforms, giving you the soft social media and pre-sales marketing campaign, strictly on dollar terms, these services on standalone basis cost $700. So basically, I'm giving you these services just for a mere $100. So that is basically the difference that I would wish to cover between $850 and $950. What do you think?
That sounds good. Can you put it in writing for me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and redraft an addendum to the original services contract, okay? I will insert these new services, and I'll send it across to you in about 1 hour. Once you receive it, you can review it, and then I'll call you again just to get your concurrence and your approval that we are good to go. We are shaking hands. Everything is in line with what we have discussed. So from that point on, it will be you and I who will be dealing with this project, and I'll be the one who will conduct everything for you. What do you say? Sounds like a plan?
It sounds good to me, Don.
Perfect.
Is there any way that your company could get hacked or something that could mess this thing up? I don't know exactly how I got all this wrong stuff to put me on the wrong track.
Sir, don't worry about it. You're not dealing with my company any longer. You're dealing with me, okay?
I'm dealing with you, okay.
That's it.
You're not going to shift me off to
some other company that tells me that I need to
do something for marketing and all that.
The fact of the matter is, whatever needs to be done with your book, I'll be the one who will be doing it for you, okay, in terms of actionable deliverables, in terms of what this book needs, in terms of guidance, in terms of advice, in terms of counseling, okay? Whatever needs to be done, I'll be your main focal go-to person who will be taking care of this for you, okay? So there'll be...
Hey, I appreciate that.
No problem. There wouldn't be any
other... One person helping.
Exactly. So it's just going to be a simple one-window operation from this point on. Let me go ahead and redraft a new agreement for you. I'll send it across to you, and then I'll go ahead and speak with you in about an hour. And from that point on, we'll be on the same page. Everything will be peachy, okay? And
okay.
We'll get your book.
I'll take all that other stuff from $950.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Don.
Thank you so much for your patience, Terry, and I'll be talking
send
to you.
Send that to me.
All right.
Send that to me.
I'm sending it to you right away.
And I'll take a look at it, and we'll
all
talk
right.
about that. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. All
thank
right.
you, Don.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.